From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Just now, the government released its second revision to its key measure of economic growth for the spring quarter. We can now say GDP grew at an annual rate of 4.6%, up from 4.2%. Just about all categories went up except consumer spending. Americans, at least last spring, were still leery of splashing out on big purchases other than health care, but that's seldom by choice. Gross national and later gross domestic product are the accepted indicators of economic health, but can we do better? Marketplace's Noel King reports.
The skepticism around GDP and GNP as measures of well-being goes back decades. Here's Senator Robert Kennedy speaking at the University of Kansas in 1968.
The gross national product does not allow for the health of our children, the quality of their education, or the joy of their play. It does not include the beauty of our poetry or the strength of our marriages.
The upside of GDP is that it's easily measured, which is what you want in an economic indicator. But growth can be deceptive, says Julia Kirby, an editor of the Harvard Business Review.
If we have higher divorce rates in a country, then you have lots more money being spent on legal services. That looks good in GDP, but at a societal level, you wouldn't say that's good.
Kirby says if we really want to measure well-being, we need to look at things like whether a country's population is healthy, educated, and getting enough sleep. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.